State Attorney General Rob Bonta told reporters at a news conference in Huntington Beach Monday that his office will work with local, state, and federal officials to determine the cause of the spill and what, if anything, could have been done to prevent or minimize the damage. Bonta said that the state is, quote, prepared to do what is necessary to get a full accounting of what happened.
Our investigation will determine the facts and who is ultimately responsible. If our laws were violated, we will hold those responsible accountable. My office is committed to devoting the people and the resources necessary to ensure this environmental disaster is fully investigated, and we will follow the facts wherever they lead.
California's U.S. Senator Alex Padilla joined Bonta for an aerial tour of the area of the spill and to meet with federal, state, and local officials. He struck an optimistic note after the tour, telling reporters that cleanup crews had made what he called tremendous progress. Padilla added,
"Trust me, we looked, but did not see any big, you know, patches of oil on the surface of the water and the areas that we covered."
Some investigators have speculated that a ship's anchor damaged the pipeline leading from an offshore oil rig. The rig and pipeline are run by a California subsidiary of Houston-based Amplify Energy Corporation. The Coast Guard said a 13-inch section of the pipeline's concrete casing had been fractured. Besides the U.S. Coast Guard and now the state, local Orange County and City of Huntington Beach officials have already been investigating the cause of the leak. Meanwhile, California Assembly Speaker Anthony Rendon on Monday announced the formation of a select committee on the Orange County oil spill, which will hold hearings into the causes of the spill and ways to prevent something like it happening again. Here's Speaker Rendon.
Just 45 years ago, we guaranteed Californians access to the coast. Now we need to guarantee that it will remain safe and clean. It's not only an environmental question, it's also an economic question. How many businesses are dependent on having clean waters to keep people coming back?
Rendon says the select committee will also look into the environmental damage that the oil spill caused to surrounding ecosystems. Assemblywoman Cotty Petrie Norris, who represents Orange County, said only a ban on offshore drilling will keep the local environment safe.
We are calling for an end to offshore drilling along the California coast. We are calling on our federal counterparts to pass the Western Coast Protection Act to ensure an end to new offshore drilling. And we're also calling for an escalated timeline for the decommissioning of existing exploration, production, and extraction.
Attorney General Bonta said he hasn't determined yet whether civil or criminal charges would be pursued once the cause of the spill has been determined. The Oiled Wildlife Care Network, a conservation group affiliated with the University of California, Davis, said Monday that 74 oiled birds and fish have been recovered from the area. 38 of them were dead. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.